Shalom Chavarim. Hello friends, I'm Reginald Lisenby, the executive servant of Christian Ministry to Israel, a mission agency taking the gospel of Yeshua back to where it came from to the Jewish people since 1944. Welcome to our radio program, Hear, O Israel. As a believer in the Jewish Messiah Yeshua, loving the Holy Bible, and anticipating the kingdom where you're going, have you considered that your Christian roots are Jewish? Your Messiah is Jewish, the Holy Scriptures are Jewish, the prophets were Jews, and the kingdom into which you are grafted is Jewish. Join me for the next half hour as we look at our Christian faith through Jewish lenses with Christian Ministry to Israel. Daniel chapter 1. In the third year to the kingdom of Jehoiakim, Melech Yehuda, Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he came, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem. And he, Nebuchadnezzar, distressed upon her. He besieged it. And my Lord gave into his hand, to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, Jehoiakim, Melech Yehuda, Jehoiakim, king of Judah, along with the last of the vessels of Beit HaElohim, of the vessels of the house of God, that is the temple. And he, Nebuchadnezzar, brought them to the land of Shinar, to Beit Elohai, to the house of his God, and the vessels he brought into the treasure house of his gods. And he said, HaMelech, Nebuchadnezzar the king, to Ashpenaz, the Rav, the master of his sarasive, the master, the chief of his chamberlains, of his eunuchs, to bring from Bnei Israel, to bring from the sons of Israel, and from Zerah Hamilucha, and from the seed of the kings of Judah, and from Hapartimim, and the princes, Yeladim, children in whom was en meum, youths in whom there was no blemish, but favored, and maskelim, skillful in all kokmah, skillful in all wisdom, and knowers of knowledge, discerners of knowledge, which had power, kuach, strength in them to stand in the hakal hamelech, to stand in the temple of the king, and to teach the Sefer, the scroll, the book, and Lashon HaKasdim, and the tongue of the Chaldeans, the tongue of the Babylonians. And HaMelech, the king, allotted them a Devar Yom, a word of the day, and a portion of the king, and from yayin, and from wine of the banquets of him, and to make them gadol, to make them great, shanim shalosh, for 3 years. And from the end of them they will stand lifnei hamelech, and at the end they will stand to the face of the king. And he was in them from Bnei Yehuda, the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And he put to them Sar HaSarasim. He put to them the prince of the eunuchs, Shemot, names. He put to Daniel Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael,
Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. And he put Daniel upon his heart, that lo yitgael, no, he will not defile himself in the portion of the king, and behayin, and in the wine of his banquets. And he sought from Sar Hasarasim, he sought from the prince of the eunuchs, the prince of the chamberlains, that he might not defile himself. And he gave Ha Elohim et Daniel, he gave the God of Daniel to chesed, to loyalty, and to rachamim, and to compassion, to paneh sar ha-sarasim, to the face of the prince of the eunuchs. And he said, sar ha-sarasim, the prince of the eunuchs, he said to Daniel, Yare ani, I fear Adonai HaMelech. I fear the Lord, the King, which has appointed you food and banquets. For why should he see your faces worse looking than the Yeladim, than the youths, which are of your age? You will forfeit my head to the King. And he said, Daniel, unto HaMelzar. He said, Daniel, to the warden, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Kananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You test, Avadika, your servants, Yamim Asarim, 10 days, and let them give to us Zeroim, vegetables, and we eat, Umayim, water that we drink. Let them appear to your face, our countenances and the countenance of the Yeladim, of the youths that eat the portion of the king's meat, and like which you will see, you make with Avadika, you make with your servants. And he heard to them, to the word, this matter, and he tested them, Yamim Asarim, he tested them for 10 days. And at the end of Yamim Asarim, at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared tov, good, and fat of flesh from all the Yeladim, from all the youths which did eat the portion of HaMelech, the portion of the king. And he was, HaMelzar, the warden, taking up the portion of their food, and the Yain Mishtekim, the wine of the banquets, and giving to them Zereonim, giving to them vegetables. And Ha Yeladim Ha Ele Orbatam, and the youths, these four, he, Ha Elohim, gave to them Mada, knowledge, Haskel, comprehension, in Kol Sefer Vekokma, in all the books of wisdom. And Daniel he calls to understand in all Kazon, in all visions, and Kalemot, in all dreams. And at the end of the days which he said HaMelech the king to bring them, he brought them Sarha Sarasim, the prince of the eunuchs, the chamberlains, to Paneh, the face of Nebuchadnezzar. And he spoke with them, HaMelech, the king, and there was not found from all of them, like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they stood le Paneh HaMelech. They stood to the face of the king. And in all matters of Kokma and Bina, in wisdom and understanding that the king sought from them, he found them Eseriadot, 10 hands, 10 times more than all the Koratumim, than all the soothsayers, and the Ush Shafim, and the astrologers which were in his kingdom. And Daniel was until the first year of Koresh HaMelech, Cyrus the king. A dramatic reading of Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel is the scroll, the book that we're studying every Sunday morning in our new church at home with Messianic Ministry to Israel. Every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. via a Zoom link, you can join us for the study. All we need is your email address, and you can forward your request to reglisenby@gmail.com. That's pretty simple. Reglisenby, reglisenby@gmail.com. Simply make a request to be a part of our church at home with Messianic Ministry to Israel. I will send you the link. All you need to do is click on the link and enter the portal, and you're with us. We begin our time together, all who want to participate, by reading a selection of verses. It could be 3 to 10 verses, maybe a few more than that. And then we pray those verses over our group. Then, at the end of the reading and the prayers, I give a study, and these days we're doing the scroll, the book of Daniel. So again, before I get to that, we'd love to have you join us, and if you do, come prepared to read perhaps some selected verses that our Lord has given you over this last year, something that will encourage us, the church, perhaps even something that you think the Lord is wanting us to know about the coming days ahead. It's quite wonderful when everyone comes together and shares what the Lord has been teaching them. So that's what we're doing, church at home with Messianic Ministry to Israel. Send me Reg Lisenby, reglisenby@gmail.com, your email address. I will send you the link. All you need to do is click on that link and you enter the portal. Now, the portal is both audio and video. We have it set up so that you can choose to have your audio on and your video off, or perhaps to have your audio and your video both on so that we can interact and see one another. We'd love to have you join us. Well, Daniel is a very interesting book. Daniel, as you know, of course, was a young lad taken into captivity into Babylon in the approximate year of 605 BC. You recall that the Babylonians came by the hand of God. God was going to have Israel go into judgment, and there were three different sieges that Babylon came against Israel, against Jerusalem. The first one was in 605, then 597, and the one that most all of us know about was the final siege in 586 BC. In 605, Nebuchadnezzar came, his first siege of Jerusalem, the holy city, and he utterly destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And these desolations spoken of there in the book of both Chronicles and Jeremiah were to last 70 years. That's spoken of in the book 2 Chronicles, and also Jeremiah speaks in chapter 25 of the desolations that were to last 70 years. Then Nebuchadnezzar took back with him to Babylon the young men, the nobles, and the princes and princesses of the tribe of Yehudia, the tribe of Judah, back to Babylon. One of the things we're going to study is why the focus was on the tribe of Judah. That's a very important question to look at and to answer. In fact, we call this an investigative Bible study. What was the importance of Judah? And among those nobles that Nebuchadnezzar took back with him were the ones that we know about. Now, we know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, but their Hebraic names, very few people know, were Kenaniah, Mishael, and Azariah. Nebuchadnezzar is going to Babylonianize these four young youths of the tribe of Judah. But let's not forget their Hebraic names, because their names are very meaningful. I challenged our group when we began the study, how do we know that Daniel is the author of the scroll? In fact, if you were to Google the author of Daniel, Wikipedia and some of the other sources that you might come across would say that we don't know. Well, we do know. Who is the author of Daniel? Well, it's quite simple. If we read the book and believe the book to be inspired, Daniel tells us himself he's the author. In chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 9, verse 2, and chapter 12, verse 4, we know that Daniel is the author of the scroll. Also, in other places, in chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, it's the use of the first person. We know that the one that's writing the book named in the chapters then is the author. The highest authority, though, for our knowledge of who wrote the book would be Yeshua. In fact, Yeshua says in Matthew 24, as Matthew records, that Daniel, in fact, also calls Daniel the prophet, and spoke of the abomination of desolation that happened in Daniel chapter 8, that's going to happen again in the last days. We'll talk about that later on. Another good resource that we have is the famous Jewish historian Flavius Josephus, who states that Daniel was written 573 BC, 400 years before Antiochus Epiphanes, who came during the intertestamental period. By the way, that's where Rabbinic Judaism wants to put Daniel. In fact, Daniel is not named as a book in the Nevi'im, or the prophets. Rabbinic Judaism has put Daniel in the Ketuvim, the writings, which they say happened during the intertestamental period. There's a reason, of course, for that, a messianic reason, because Daniel so points to Yeshua, to the very day of his coming, that Rabbinic Judaism, of course, slights that. They're biased, and they rather have Daniel writing in the intertestamental period. We're going to talk more about that, too. Another way that we know that Daniel is the author of his book, his scroll, is the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew that was written by Jewish geniuses. They really were Jewish scholars, about 285 BC. And another way that we know that Daniel was indeed the author of the scroll is Ezekiel, a contemporary of Daniel, who in his book, written in Babylon, mentions Daniel three times, in chapter 14, verse 14, in chapter 14, verse 20, in chapter 28, verse 3. And also we know that Daniel wrote his scroll because of the limited use of Persian and Greek words. There are 15 Persian words and 3 Greek words in the book of Daniel. Had the book been written during the Maccabean period, as Rabbinic Judaism wants to place the book of Daniel, as held by many liberals, Daniel then would have incorporated many more Persian and Greek terms and Greek expressions and Greek ideas. There's even one more way that we know that Daniel was the author of his scroll, of his book, and that is the Dead Sea Scrolls found down near Qumran. There are a number of fragments of Daniel that have been discovered with references to words that were written in the book of Daniel the prophet, and that's a quote. And then, of course, I could also refer to the church fathers. Melita, the bishop of Sardis, Origen, 254 AD, both listed Daniel among the prophets of Israel. Another one of the questions I put to our group for our study this morning, Church at Home with Messianic Ministry to Israel, was to give a historicity of Daniel and to tell the character of the book. What sort of genre is the book of Daniel? And of course, the answer came back from many of the group that Daniel is a book in the Old Testament, or the Tanakh, like the book Revelation is in the New Testament, or the Brit Kadishah. And that's exactly true. Daniel, in fact, is a book that goes, in fact, it fits to the book of Revelation because they're both apocalyptic in genre. The book of Daniel is apocalyptic in that it actually calculates the coming of Mashiach, of the Messiah. It doesn't name, of course, Yeshua by name, that he's Yeshua, or in the Hebrew, Yehoshua, but it calculates the very coming of his day. In fact, the dating and the prophetic genre is so powerful that it cannot be tolerated by many, and especially those who embrace rabbinic Judaism. You need to know that critics, especially Jewish rabbis and Jewish commentators, they deny any predictive element in the book of Daniel and have sought to save their theories, denying Daniel the authorship of the book and also moving its date to a point subsequent to the events described in the book, thus making the author a historian rather than, as Yeshua said in Matthew 24, rather than a prophet, and Daniel was indeed. And that's one of the reasons that our ministry, Messianic Ministry to Israel, is trying to reach Jewish people, because their leaders, their rabbis, are teaching them, leading them away from Yeshua, away from the truth, even of their own book, even of the Tanakh. And then one final question I ask our group to think about, to study: what has the days of Daniel to do with days we live in today? I'm in the year 2021. What has 2021 and all that's going on in our crazy world, what has that to do? What lesson can we get from the book of Daniel? Well, I think several. Babylon was then one of the four great Gentile world empires that were yet to come. And the vision was actually given to Nebuchadnezzar. That is, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, he was the one that was given the vision. He calls for Daniel, the prophet, and Daniel unfolds the prophecy given to Nebuchadnezzar. In chapter 2, it talks of Babylon being the head of gold, the Medo-Persia Empire yet to come being the breast of silver, Greece yet to come was the belly of bronze, and then Rome were the two iron legs, Rome 1 and Rome 2. Many scholars suggest that the iron legs was Rome 1, and then the clay and iron feet would be Rome 2, by the way, which many scholars say is yet to be, yet to come. So all of that was given to Nebuchadnezzar, who calls for Daniel, who comes then and unfolds the prophecy. That has very much to do with the world we live in today. So did it happen? Yes, it did. The Medo-Persia Empire became the world empire by defeating Babylon. And then Greece, which is pictured in chapter 8 of Daniel, that is the goat, rushes at the Medo-Persia Empire. That's the figure there of the ram with two horns. And Greece then defeats the Medo-Persia kingdom. What happens next? Just like God gave Nebuchadnezzar, like Daniel unfolds for him, Rome came next. Well, is that the end of the fulfillment of the vision? Not yet. Finally, what is the importance of the entire book, the scroll of Daniel? First, Daniel's prophecies are referred to in Yeshua's prophetic discourse recorded for us in Matthew and Marcus, which fixes the time of Israel's final and greatest trouble within the days of the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy. We're going to look at that, Daniel chapter 9, Matthew 24, Mark 13, along with the book of Revelation. And by the way, the book of Revelation, called the Apocalypse, is the only book in the Bible that's referred to as the book of Yeshua. You might say, Yeshua wrote the book. Well, the Father gave it to Yeshua. He gave it to the angel who brought it to Yochanan on the Isle of Patmos. But it is the revelation of Yeshua. And Daniel's prophecy also expands the greater part of the book of Revelation, which is divided into two equal periods, that is, 1,260 days. We're going to look at that as well. I'm Reggie Lisenby for Messianic Ministry to Israel. Shalom Bayit, peace to your house.
Hear, O Israel is a production of Christian Ministry to Israel in partnership with Moody Radio, Chattanooga. Thank you for listening, and if you appreciate the biblical content we share each week, would you please consider a gift of support to our mission board? Christian Ministry to Israel is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and your gift will help cover the necessary expenses associated with this broadcast and help keep Hear, O Israel on the air. It would be a huge encouragement to hear from you today. You can give securely at our website at mmisrael.org. That's mmisrael.org, or call 423-855-4818. That's 423-855-4818. And when you call, let us know that you heard our program on WMBW Moody Radio or KELB Radio in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Thank you, friends, for your generous and needed gift of support. Until next time, Shalom Bayit. Peace to your house.